Alchemy.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up?
Chillin', chillin'.
Oh, no, eating. I just like vibing.
Okay. You already know where it's gonna go in the intro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what yeah. about you? Are you eating?
No. I ate a sandwich like 4 hours ago, so I am good.
Yeah. I had pasta from last night, so.
Oh, okay. Where'd you get pasta from?
Vespucci's.
Vespucci's, oh. I think they have one of those down here. I think so. Yeah.
Or, yeah, it was good. We had all leftovers.
Okay. Leftover pasta is, I think, underrated.
Yeah.
I feel like it marinates pretty well when it, overnight or whatever. And then you reheat it. As long as you reheat it, I don't know. I will say this, microwaving to reheat pasta is hit or miss because it either gets super hot where it will burn your face off, or it's like hot on the outside. If you dig into the middle, it's still cold. It's one of those things. So, what kind of pasta was it?
Oh, I got shrimp Alfredo.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it's fancy.
You're like an Alfredo aficionado.
I like Alfredo. Like, sometimes it's weird to heat it up, though, because it doesn't always heat up the best.
Okay.
Because of the type of sauce that it
is. Is that the, so if you get fettuccine, that's like the long, flat noodles.
Good.
Right, okay. Got you. Just making sure I'm up on my noodle knowledge.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I actually might go get some pasta tomorrow night. I've been stretching this La Paria. I have learned how to stretch things in this pandemic. Good. You know? I don't mean that in a disgusting way. Y'all listen out there are nasty. Anyway, I learned to stretch out fajitas for 3 days, possibly four.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they give you so much food. When you go to La Paria, you get three of those foil containers, like the foil, like, bowls with a plastic lid, and one has chicken and peppers and onions, and it's full of that. And you get another one that's full of beans and rice. And then you get another one that's got lettuce, sour cream, guacamole, and salsa.
Right.
So think about us and the size we are. That's like several meals.
Yeah, I mean, I guess depending on how hungry you are.
That is true, too. That is true.
Because, like, for me, it was two meals.
That's true.
It just depends, on what you're eating and what you got, so.
That's true, but shout out to La Paria and Vespucci's for the leftovers. Anyway, all right. Well, shall we get it popping?
Oh yeah, we definitely should. Let's get it.
Yo, 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 and yo, it's Simon Illa.
And it's Jay.
And it's the Two Gimps Walk Into a Bar podcast brought to you via. I like via better. The Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm or get the app on your phone. Because me and Jay, we record and edit and distribute this podcast through Anchor. And we think you should, too, I guess, if you want to add to the endless list. A podcast out in the world. And who produces this podcast?
Oh, just Alchemy LLC.
That's right. Ah, so, feel like, at least personally, I had a bit of a weird week, although you got a nice change of scenery. because you're staying in a different place.
Yep.
Temporarily, while some renovations go on, which is always awesome. So, I noticed this week, I think I'm starting to get a little cabin fever, as they say, from being inside.
Yeah, you know, did you ever go to New
York? I really haven't, and I think, you know, what set it off, I think, was being in the suburbs those 2 days when I was out in Marietta. I think it was such a nice pace. And then you come back home and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot you did go to your friend's
house. Yeah, I did. And it was like, it was nice to be somewhere else. And it went by so fast, though, you know.
Yep.
You get that. But it is refreshing to have a change of scenery. I'm sure y'all feel good at, like, being in a different place, sleeping in a different bed.
Yep. You
know, a little bit of change of... It's not that it's just change up from the normal. It's like, you know what to expect when you're at home, which can be good and bad. Because it's like, I wake up, kind of do the same things every day, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Groundhog Day?
No.
Okay.
I've heard about it, too.
Yeah, I think it was made in the 80s, maybe the 90s. You should watch it. It's funny. I think even though you're quite young, I think you would enjoy it. Basically, this guy lives the same day over and over again. And they never even tell you how many times he does, but it's a lot. And it's really funny. But it makes you think about life.
Does he ever change anything? Or is he just living the same day?
What's crazy is he's living the same day over and over again, but he remembers that he is. So he starts learning new things, and it's kind of unbelievable, because what I mean by unbelievable, unrealistic, because there's this girl he likes, so he ends up, he'll hang out with her, because he tells her he's scared, because he's like, I think I'm living the same day over and over again. She's like, how do you know? And he's like, oh, this guy's going to drop a plate in 5 seconds, like they're at a restaurant, and the guy drops a plate. So he can predict all these things, because he knows they're going to happen, because he's lived through it. But then he does this shit, like he learns to play like jazz piano to impress his girl. And he gets to be so good, he's doing like live performances, you know? Like, it's pretty cheesy, but I don't know. I mean, it's kind of unrealistic, but it does make you think about what you do with your time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, he definitely has a change of personality through the movie, because in the beginning he's kind of cynical and kind of a bitter kind of guy, and by the end he's learning to enjoy life, you know, because he's like, oh, like, I've had all these chances to do these things, so I know what's important. There's always a lesson in these movies. Anyway, now that I've given away Groundhog Day, I think you and Pamela would like it. It might be a good little date night, movie night.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot on Netflix.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah,
do you have any favorites or
Honestly, I feel like we just watched stuff. We have been watching this show called Pose, which has been pretty cool. She started watching Pose, P-O-S-E.
Oh, okay, Pose. Okay.
And then she started watching something on Showtime, I believe, mm-hmm. called Insecure.
Mm-hmm.
She's dope. Well,
I think I've seen some of it.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Now, I've heard that's a really good show. There's a lot of good stuff out there. That's a tough thing. There's so much choice that now when someone is talking to me about Netflix or Hulu or Amazon, they're like, oh, have you seen whatever? I'm like, oh my gosh, another show. Because usually if a friend is recommending it, it's probably good, you know? And you're like, dang, that's another show to watch. I started watching a show called Kim's Convenience, which is about a Korean family. It's like a comedy, comedy series about a Korean family that owns a store in, I think, Ontario, Canada. But it's really funny.
I feel like it sounds familiar. Say the name again.
Kim's Convenience. K-I-M apostrophe S. I think it started out as a YouTube show. I think I kind of, for some reason, I heard this story that it started out as like whoever created it was just doing it on YouTube, like low budget, and like Netflix picked it up and made it a series.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
You should. I think you and Pamela would like it. I didn't really. No, Pat told me about it. I was like,
you didn't really like it.
What's that?
You do like it, right?
Oh, I love it. Like, I watch, you know, it's one of those shows where you do that, well, I'll see if it's good, and then, like, four episodes later, you're hooked, you know? You're like, now I have to watch every one of them. Like,
right.
So, yeah, I'm pretty deep into it. But it's one of those shows that, it's often Netflix leads to those kind of, anyway. But it's really funny. I just saw many levels. Because I think, like, any kind of show, I don't know. I think isn't there a show with some, I don't know if they have OI. I think there's a similar, it's like a sitcom out there. Isn't there? If anybody listens to this and knows, email us or message us. But anyway, that would kind of be dope to have a comedy series like that, you know, because when you have a show that's like Kim's Convenience is definitely dealing with, you know, racism or stereotypes, ethnicities, you know what I mean? Things like that.
Yep.
But in a comedy, in the form of a comedy, it's not like super serious.
Yep. I mean, that's always appreciated. Certain shows. I think kind of lighten the mood.
Yeah, I think you and Pamela y'all could have a great comedy show. I've been seeing your TikToks, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we're starting to do TikToks.
I saw that. I like them.
I'm proud of us.
I'm proud of you, too.
You know, it's so weird. Did you like the fridge one?
With you pulling that thing out of the freezer?
Out of the freezer, yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. It was really funny.
Yeah.
I like where y'all going with this. You know, it really is just starting. Just start doing it, you know? Like, because I am no poster child, as they say, for social media. I think I get intimidated, honestly, by so many platforms. And it's like, where do you begin? And I tend to just not know where to start. But I'm really glad that y'all started, because I think...
Yeah.
You know, just your interaction on a daily basis, you know what I mean? Like, is kind of like that. You know what I mean?
And it'll be fun. It'll just be fun to, like, do something different. I've kind of, you know, on my mini producer stuff, I've kind of chilled out on that. I mean, just because, you know me, I like a change of scenery sometimes. Like, I kind of go through those things where I'm like, all right, this has been cool. Well, I just want to do something. And I mean, I talk to people all the time, so it's not like mini producer has stopped, obviously. But sometimes I just like to go through the motions of like doing other types of content, which is why I've gotten back into my fitness sheet, because you know I've done 2 workout videos now.
Nice.
For a fitness subscription for people that are disabled.
Okay.
So my face is going to be on someone's. Someone's going to subscribe to a subscription, and they're going to see my fucking face somewhere on a video showing them how to do a workout.
I like that. That's dope.
But that's cool shit to me, you know what I mean? Because it's like, it's different. I mean, we make music all the time. That's what we fucking do. We make beats, we engineer, do your podcast, editing, and shit like that. But it's nice when you can do something that is completely different, like, to think that I'm gonna, when the subscription, you know, blows up, that's gonna be so dope. I'll be like, oh yeah, like, what have you done? Oh, I'm just a fitness instructor for, like, the biggest subscription service for people that are disabled to work out.
Right.
Like, that's
right.
that's fucking dope. It's fuck. And the crazy thing, the cool thing is, like, there's no excuses, you know, because I did it the first one at my room, at my parents' place. And then the second one, I didn't know fucking hotel.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
There's just really no excuses on not, like, just doing something with your time. Like, this is the time to do shit. I had a video editor, you know. Well, he does still edits my videos. But now I'm, like, getting into that vibe where I'm like, man, I think I want to go back to doing my content again. Like, you know, I go through these, like, cycles. Where I'm like, man, it would be fun to edit again. You know, my shit. So, but it might just be fun to edit it for Pamela and I's channel. You know what I mean? Because just to have something more to do.
Mm-hmm. So, no, I totally get it. I've actually been going through that myself. You know, there's like so many options and so many things you could do. It's my word of the week has been the word stifling. Which just means like you don't even know where to begin because there's so many things, and especially when if you don't have a team. Now, if you have a team, you can do all of it. You're like, hey, you do this, you do this, you do this. You know, I was, I had several conversations with K-Vizo this past week, really? Talking about his new record. By the way, that song he started over one of our beats was...
Yeah, it was fire. Dope. Yeah, that's why I reacted
to it. Yeah, I told him, I was like, dude, finish that up. That might go on the EP. So, we're talking, and, you know, as being his manager, you know, I obviously feel a lot of obligation to motivate. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like it's somewhat my job. It's obviously not my complete job because I also know that people have to feel motivated. I can't make someone feel motivated, but they have to be willing to be motivated. Right. And we had some long conversations, and sometimes it's tricky to find what motivates people. You know, some people are motivated by money, and some people are motivated by attention. Some people are motivated by not just attention, but positive attention, like affirmation. Some people are motivated. I don't know. I mean, there's just so many things that can motivate people, and you have to find really what really makes people tick. And one thing I don't want to say I stumbled upon it, but it really made me think, and I wanted to share this today as kind of just an example of, you know, how to find those things. And they're pretty simple. And when I was talking to Vizo, we were talking about his mom. And his mom and I had become really good friends.
Right.
And his mom wrote a book, okay? So... And you're going to think exactly what I'm thinking when I say this. But she wrote a book. It's a children's book. And when we talked months ago, and I said, well, what's your book about? And she kind of looked over at K-Vizo. She said, it's about my son. I said, oh. She said, it's about him wanting to become a rapper. I was like, what? Like, okay, hang on a minute. So, like, I was so excited for her because she was, you know, working on this book. And, working on self-publishing, and I was, and she's been talking to me about it recently. And then when I was talking to Vizo, it just clicked in my head. I go, wait a minute, bruh, like, this is it. Like, I said, I know you love your mom. Y'all are very close. I said, that's your motivation. Because with the pandemic thing, you know, people being isolated, and, you know, it's hard to be motivated. And we had some deadlines that we didn't hit that were dependent on other people. And, you know, this is just business. It happens. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it can kind of drain your motivation. Because you're like, shit, well, we did this, but then this kind of fell up. And this didn't happen in time. And it just kind of takes the wind out of you. You know, where you're like,
right.
Like, it's, I don't want to say this, but you, it almost puts you in that mindset of like, why are we trying so hard? Because this shit's just falling apart, but you can't be that way. Right. So I told Lisa, I said, look, you got this, your mom's got this book coming out. I said, I know you love your mom, like, more than anything. I said, you got to do this shit for her. Like I said, and I said, this is where it clicked with me, and maybe you get this. I said, you need to help your mom by making that book valuable.
Right.
See where I'm going with that? Because right. I said, if you succeed, her book succeeds. Because then it's a good story. She's writing a book about her son, who she loves very much, and how he wants to achieve these things. So now you got to freaking achieve them. So you're going to have to be motivated. You know, you're going to have to think about her when you're writing or when we're setting this up or whatever. So, you know, it is those things. But like you said, we have so many options of social media, and sometimes we have to tap into what's motivating us at that time.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I think this time with you and Pamela being together is probably inspiring in the way of, you know, obviously it's, I know we're two different generations here, but I like to think I'm not too much of an old man. But I get it. Like, if I were your age and dating, I'd be all over that shit. Like, TikTok or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, just making videos or whatever. Just, that's, it just is what it is. You know?
Yeah, because you, like, you kind of go through the motions, right? Like, it doesn't really become about yourself anymore. You know, like, I mean, mm-hmm. I love having many producers. Like, that's great. However, I've been doing many producers since I was in high school, you know?
Right,
and
right.
It's always been just about me, which is right. Cool, and, you know, to an extent. However, when you get someone else, like, in your world, and you can make it something, it gives you a different kind of motivation, you know, because
yeah.
I'm always going to be mini producer. Hey, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, so mm-hmm. that doesn't go away, and I still, you know, enjoy working with artists. And, you know, I've had some recent opportunities that have come through just out of the fucking wazoo, so it's not like anything stops. It would just be nice to see something else grow, you know, yes. And take what I've learned from, you know, building up social media pages and transferring that to something else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty excited. I actually talked to, I had a channel audit thing with vidIQ. Have you heard of mm-hmm. that company? Okay.
Yeah. I should have, yes.
Yeah, so I had a channel audit with them, and they looked at my channel, and he was just like, he gave me some pretty, like, basic information. Not basic. I mean, it's only so much with YouTube. You know, that you can kind of tell someone that you probably mm-hmm. wouldn't already know. But I used that time to ask him about Pamela and I's channel, Pamela and Jay. And I was like, hey, what would you suggest? And he had a lot more to say about that one. He's like, I'm going to be mm-hmm. honest with you. I don't really know that much to tell you about the music one. He's like, that's just not really what we typically, you know, work with channels in regard, you know, which is true. Like, I run into that a lot of times with companies. They don't typically work with, like, music producers, or it's like, here's my blog of the day, or here's my fucking, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, he did give me some advice on that regard, but I was pretty much doing everything I should be on there. But he gave me advice on the Mel and Jay one, and that was dope. I was like, yo, what would you suggest? So he went to other channels, and he was like, hey, you know, look at these channels, and if you're going to do a video like that, this is, you know, look at how they do the thumbnails and that kind of stuff. I mean, information that would seem like, okay, you should know that. It was just nice to, like, talk about something else, you know, like, talk about another channel, like, how can I grow this? And he was like, you could have really good success with it because couples are popular. I mean, and they're always, yep. the couples channels are always going to be popular. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter, because there's always going to be couples. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's easier to grow, in my opinion. Not that you can't grow a music channel, because you can. There's plenty of successful producers on YouTube. And one of my biggest things that I've taken away is I wish I would have kept going wait, posting on YouTube. Because I actually, back in, like, 2013 and 14,
yeah.
I was posting, and I was doing great, and then I fucking stopped.
Yeah, I told you.
And then I deleted my old videos when I came back. I don't know why. Don't ask.
Yep,
don't ask why. Yep. I fucking deleted them. And so, you know, yeah. I don't want to make these same decisions with this channel. Like, I really want to build something. Because I know it's fucking popular. Yeah, I mean, I know not. I know it's possible. Popular and possible are the same. I know it's possible. So I really want to, like, give my all into making this work. Like, even the TikToks, it was kind of difficult because that's just not really my thing, and that's her thing. But once I started to have fun and she was showing me how we, like, shoot the videos and how you edit it and shit, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know what I mean? Like, and it was just funny. Because here I am fucking putting muffins in a freezer. You know what I mean? I thought it said muffins in the fridge. So at first I put the muffins in the fridge. But she said it says who put the muffins in the freezer. And I was like, oh. So then I put it in the freezer. Anyway, so what I'm saying is,
by the way, props to you, because I was like, yo, you like a freaking basketball player on the height in your wheelchair.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, you look like you're practically up in the freezer. I only wish for that. Like, my chair don't even get close to the freezer like that. That's dope. And I, you know, only sharing this again, because I'm sure people have heard it, but it is, this is a tale of wisdom. And I was ahead of you on YouTube, and I had a channel in 2007. So, and at that time, was like, I was working with all these people and doing all these, and I was doing the little video edits, and my brother had done a animated, like, I had an animated intro, animation. Yeah, it was like
that's
my
ahead
little
of the curve. That was not like popping back then.
That's what I'm saying. And it was like a animated my logo, and it was spinning, and like I had all these segments. I'd be like, oh, here's what I'm doing in the studio, and then I would be like, and by the way, I did it up until 2008, was the year I moved to Atlanta, and then I did that. By the way, I had the video where it was like, oh, here's me and Pat getting on a plane. We're hopping on a plane. We're moving to Atlanta. Like,
oh,
I was doing
that would
like,
be
yes.
so fun, bro.
That's what I was saying. And I was like, oh, ain't nobody gonna watch this shit.
Yo, I want to punch you in the neck just for that shit. Like, that would have been fucking fire.
That's what I was... I deserve a punch in the neck for that.
Yo, like, that pisses me off just knowing that you did that. But, I mean, we all... Not all, but I feel like a lot of people can relate to, like, doing certain shit. Like, I agree. If you're going to start something, you should just go with it. Like, when I was making beats, and I stopped for, like, a year, I just kept going. Because, like, now all these people with a fucking laptop and cracked version of FL Studio are making beats, you know.
Yes.
But, again, it's just, sometimes I think we do stuff for a reason. Like, maybe there is a reason why we didn't continue, or there's, like, you'll never know the latter, like, what would have happened if we kept going, or if you didn't go. We just know what happens when we didn't, but there's no telling what would happen if we continued, you know, so.
Right, and you know, so I think it's tough to you, I think there's, like, a cautionary tale in it, because then you go, like, oh, that did catch on, or this did catch on. And you're like, damn, like, you know, so it's, but I don't think people should beat themselves up too much over it, but also it's like, learn a lesson, like, and I do it all the time, even now, I sit here and go, I know what I probably should do, you know what I mean, and I actually started, and you've done this plenty of times, is really asking people what they want to see, and you've told me this, by the way. People are asking me to do stuff that you told me to do a million times. Somebody hit me up on community and said, I'm paraphrasing, but they basically said, you don't realize how much you've done and you have a lot of experience and people could probably learn from you. So maybe you should talk about things. So I was like, okay. So I put a question out there and I said, I'm going to go back to my YouTube and I'm going to start answering questions. send me some questions. So I've been getting questions. So, by the way, if somebody hears this and they got a question, shoot it over to me. Jay, yep. If you think of questions that I can answer, I mean, you know, let me know. Because some of the yep. ones that come up quite a bit are, like, what's my creative process? Why did I become a producer? Somebody did ask about my daily life, but I was like, I don't know if that's that interesting. But you know what I mean?
Well, it's not your job to think if it's that interesting. If people want to fucking ask about your daily life, that's what they think is interesting.
This is why we do this podcast. I'm dead ass serious. This is why we do this. Because I need to hear that sometimes. Because yeah, I'll be like, that's not interesting.
I didn't think skits were interesting. To be honest, I just didn't like doing it that much. I'd be like, I fucking love when you do skits. And,
I do too.
You know?
Oh my gosh. You have the best skits.
And that's why I've also come, thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
That's why I've also come back into that thing, like maybe I should edit my content. Because, again, all the things that I wanted done with my content, I feel like were things that I wanted, you know? Like, I wanted my page to look a certain way, so I was like, oh, I can have someone do it for me. And it's been great. I mean, my shit looks superb. You know, that shit looks great. However, mm-hmm. at the same time, is that what people ask for? You know, like, has it come to a thing where people are like, oh, man, I love that you change your content. Like, no one's giving a fuck. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of those things where it's like, I've been thinking about YouTube content, too. I have a screen recorder software now.
Yep.
So, I've been thinking about, like, just recording myself making beats. And not, like, tutorials, because I really don't fuck with making tutorials. Now the thing is, I've had people say, oh, can you show me how to, and I don't know. I wouldn't want to get looped into that, like, niche where now I gotta fucking teach people. Because I wouldn't say I'm a teacher in that regard, and how, because making beats is subjective. Yep. You know, I can't tell you how to make a certain person's type of beat, mm-hmm. because to be honest, I just fucking make a beat, and that's it. You know, mm-hmm. I don't have, like, oh, this is how you make, you know, a Lil Wayne type beat, because I just, that's not my forte.
Right.
And there's people that really are just good at teaching, like, how to make certain shit, and it's like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, I watch tutorials all the time. However, I think it would be cool, in regards to content, to just, like, make beats, like, making a Rod Wave type beat. I know that uses a lot of piano. You know what I mean? So, like, I know that there's certain elements that maybe I could add, but it doesn't have to be a tutorial, if that makes sense. Like, it could just be me cooking up, I upload the video, and people watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, like, I'm talking, you know, like, oh, this is how I'm gonna fucking do this, you know?
Right,
so, you know what? This is a challenge, Simon. You and I, starting to fucking day on July 26th, which I'm excited because it's an even fucking number.
You just see my eyes when you said, I was like, uh-oh, where are we going? Where are we going?
We are going to fucking boost the fuck out of YouTube and putting some content out. You're going to make content that people want you to make. I'm going to start making content because I've been contemplating about making content for a long ass time.
I haven't
fucking made it. And I've been like, you know, it'd be a good idea if I just post it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I haven't. And I've been like, I'll start tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes. And I'm like, well, you know, today's just not a good day because the sun direction is in a weird place. You know?
Right. I do that too. I'm like, I did. My stomach don't feel right. Like, I think I ate those nachos earlier. Yeah, maybe I just didn't make YouTube, you know,
videos.
Yeah.
So we can succeed, bro. Like, we can be successful. We can be bigger than where we're at right now. You know what I mean? Like, because, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've just been feeling like, what do they call it? What do they call it? Stagnant?
Stagnant,
I'm just kind of doing the same things, like, every day, and I'm like, well, like, you know, like, I just feel like I'm doing the same. Yeah, do you ever feel like that? Like, you know, when someone asks how your day is, what you're going to do today, you're like, the same shit I did yesterday. Like, my parents will be like, oh, what do you got on the books for today? And I'm like, the same shit as I did every other fucking day.
That sounds like me at night on my Instagram live. By the way, which is great. Like, I really like that. I have a little following on there. And it, you know, it fluctuates. But I like to have regulars on there and they come in there. That's one thing I, once again, by the way, I did that for, what, 2 years straight. And then took a little break and lost a bunch of people. Because I took a break. Anyway, that being said, people really like those things. And I think we take it for granted that some there are people that pop in. Really like these at night. Like, there are people in there, I bet that, you know, they work all day. Maybe they're not very social, you know, and they might be kind of shy. And they pop in there, they're like, I have a, you know, a couple of friends, and I consider them friends. And they'll pop in there at night, and they'll go, I really look forward to this. And you're like, whoa, that's cool. And it just, but then, but what I'm getting at, too, was trying to make 2 points. I feel the same way, too, though, when people are like, what'd you do? And I said, well, got up, edited some audio, mixed a song, and then, like, it's kind of the same. That's why I feel like those day-to-day. But if you really think about it, think about, actually, there's been such a slowdown of all those, like, hyperactive, hyper, like, oh, here I'm in New York, 8 a.m., and now I'm in Chicago at noon, I got a meeting, and then we're flying down to Atlanta by 5, and it, like, that shit's not happening. Because nobody can do that. So we're all on it. It's really, actually, the more disabled that other people are, this is disabled the world. Welcome to our world.
Welcome to our world, bitch.
But people can't, you know, people aren't able to do as much. So really, the whole system's stagnated. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's,
and it's just the time. I feel like it's just the time to, like, maximize on social media shit.
Exactly. Well, because, people, they can't go anywhere. And this is where they're getting their information, their entertainment, anything. There's a, this is inspirational to me, is that there are these two friends, and you may have heard of it, because I'm just late to the party, but there's a show called Good Mythical Morning. No. And it's on YouTube. And it's two best friends who have been best friends since they were kids. And they started creating, I think they started out just creating YouTube videos together, like music videos. And then it became almost like a morning entertainment show where they like do food taste testing. But it's like they make it weird, like a weird challenge. And then they're eating gross stuff. And then they're eating stuff blindfolded. And then they're ranking, like, chicken fingers. Like, a lot of it's not all centered. A lot of it's centered around food. But, you know, it's just all these different skits and sketches. By the way, I think it's been running over maybe 12 years now.
Right.
12 years. Like, and I guarantee they're making a living out of it because they do 5 shows a week. Like, and they're doing extra content. So not only they're doing a show, they're doing like an after show. They have merch out the wazoo, as they say. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, it's a total example of what can be done. And they have no major network. You know, this is all them and YouTube. And I guarantee they're making advertising dollars. And, you know, I mean, look at that No Life Shaq, the guy that I was telling you about the reviews. Rap videos, I think he went over maybe like 1.something million subscribers all on his own. Just being being a cool guy that reviews rap videos and like reaction videos and stuff. Like, that's it. And he showed his progress and like he bought his dream car a couple months ago. You know, he always wanted a certain car. And he showed it online. He's like, y'all made this happen. Like, I can do this just because, you know, and it's pretty miraculous. And it goes back to, I was on a panel, excuse me, a music industry panel at Georgia State University, 2008, I think. First year I was here.
Right.
And I was on this panel, and someone said, what do you think about social media? This is the early days of Twitter, YouTube, and all this stuff. I said, this is about to be the greatest thing ever because there are zero people between you and your fans. Like, none. I mean, in my day, we've talked about this before. In my day, when I was coming up, you know, which was 10 years earlier than all this, you had to be not only good, but you had to sell records first and get people's attention. Now, you could do trickery because there were, you know, people that tricked the system and got on and did really well. But that's always the case. But you had to, like, you had to know an A&R at a record label or somebody at, you know, you had to have these connections. You know, it wasn't like now where it's just like, oh, we make good music and, you know, there's no gatekeeper, as they say.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, I mean, shit, you and I making a podcast or you and I, well, like, there'd be somebody out there going, nah, I don't like these. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like this show or I don't like these beats y'all are doing. I'm not going to send them to the artist. It's like, we have none of that. We don't have to deal with any of that.
Yeah, like, literally, I just remember this. I bought this thing, like, a while ago from Awesome Creator Academy. And it's literally a YouTube starter kit. Don't ask. Mm-hmm. And I bought this a fucking while ago. And I literally, yeah. It's from Roberto Blake. He's a pretty big YouTuber now. Mm-hmm. He has all these resources, thumbnail templates that you can edit and shit. And also, 20 best YouTube title formulas. Like, right here, he's got it all mapped out in different, like, categories, which will be perfect for when we start making videos. You know what I mean? Because you can look at these and mm-hmm. be like, oh, okay, this is proven formulas that obviously, you know, seems to work. You know what I'm saying? But it's shit like that, that there's really no excuse on why you can't, you know what I mean? Like, he has 100 free ideas for YouTube videos. Free! Just right here, if I... They got... the time I almost blank, you know, whatever. Or pranking my friends in public. But, like, topics, so you don't even have... Like, there's just so many resources out there. You don't even have to fucking think, bruh. You don't have... I mean, you know, I'm not saying, you know, you have to use these, but what I mean is, like... There's a lot of resources out there for you to start shit. Like, Anchor App,
mm-hmm.
shameless plug, obviously. This is easy.
Of course, yes.
This is easy as shit. We're literally not even in the same room fucking making a podcast every week.
Cool.
You know? So, it's shit. It's shit like that that reminds you that if you're gonna make dumbass excuses, at least, you know, give a reason. You know what I mean? Why you're making the excuse? Because there really is no excuse.
There isn't. And, you know, another example, there's so many cool examples. Desus and Marrow, a.k.a. the Bodega Boys, they started a podcast years ago. Years ago. And one of my friends, an artist I work with, he was like, this is when podcasts were starting to take off. Maybe, you know, four or five years ago.
Right.
Maybe even 6 years ago. But, and they were kind of new. And he's like, you ever heard the Bodega Boys? I was like, no. He's like, man, you got to listen to them. They're hilarious. So I started listening to them. I'm like, these are just two friends from the Bronx that, you know, get together and talk, you know, and they can relate because they both grew up in the Bronx and they're about the same age, you know, so. And they just talk about stuff that they liked, and it's so funny, and I was wondering why I liked them so much, and I asked this girl that I know if she had heard of them, because she was asking about podcasts.
Right.
She's like, can you recommend any podcast? I said, have you ever heard Desus and Marrow? She goes, yes, it sounds like two of my little cousins cracking jokes in the basement. I was like, oh, that's why I like it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, immature as fuck, and it's hilarious. Anyway. So, the what I'm getting at is, they stuck with it. They ended up with a show on Vice Network,
right?
So then they're doing their show on Vice, which was basically kind of the same thing, you know? And then, crazy enough, they got so big, they got picked up by Showtime.
Whoa.
And now I think they're on their third season.
That's what I'm saying.
On Showtime. And is it just two friends that get together and talk, and it is entertaining.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's not just, because I know sometimes people say, well, the conversation is not intriguing. But, you know, it just, it really goes to show, you know, a lot of it just has to do with keeping on with what you're doing.
Yes.
You know, and then you'll figure it out and you'll kind of adapt along the way. Because, you know, even I was scarily, I don't know if that's a word, eerily, I'll say, ahead of the game on YouTube by doing what I was doing. Like, I was doing what people are doing now, but
right.
13 years ago. Like, it's scary. You know, so that just goes to tell people, that's the moral of today's podcast. Is, you know, just do it. Just do it and don't, I don't want to say don't overthink it. But really, I guess don't overthink it.
Yeah, yo, like, when I tell you I'm going to make a video today, because it'll be so easy, bro. Like, I don't know why I have
it's
it.
So
I don't
easy.
Why, I don't know why I have it, bro. Like, I've literally been thinking about, like, oh, okay, I can record my screen and just make videos of beats. Like, because mm-hmm. I always make beats. I make beats every day. You know what I mean? And it would give me a purpose. Because I feel like that's one thing that I'm sure you can attest to. Is when you feel like you don't have a purpose for something, it just kind of takes out the fun of, like, whatever you're doing, right? So, I don't like...
It takes everything out of it,
like,
yeah.
When I make these beat packs, a lot of people will probably be like, oh, why would you do a beat pack for whatever, whatever. But for me, it gives it a purpose because I know it's going to somebody. You know what I mean? When I put my beats on my website, yeah, I do get sales, you know, here and there, and that'll obviously grow as time progresses and all that shit. But in the meantime, I like knowing that people are using my beats. You know, I like knowing that, like, they're being put to good use. So the same thing when I make these uploading YouTube videos, even if no one watched it, which they will. Yeah, that's just YouTube. Even if you get one view, someone's still going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So people will watch these videos. What I'm saying is, though, it gives it a purpose, right? So it's not just me making beats in my room. And feeling like, well, here I am again, fucking making beats another day. But if I put it up to YouTube, I'm like, oh, shit, like, people may get something out of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
yep.
And also a good resource for people that like to edit and do videos is Canva. I'm sure you probably heard of it.
I got Canva,
yeah,
yep.
Canva's great. I like it because it's just easy to use.
I like Pixelmator.
I like Photopea. Photopea.
Okay.
Photopea. Photopea.com. Because it's literally Photoshop for free.
Oh, dope. So it's Pixelmator is like that too.
Yeah.
It's like a lower budget, but it's. Super, I mean, it's very versatile. You can do pretty much anything with it. Video Leap is incredible. I think you even got me
I told you
back
that.
Into Video Leap, and I got the expansion and all that stuff. So there's always resources, you know, and also the thing is, the tough thing is I don't think it's for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, just like everyone's different, you know, and some people aren't, comfortable in front of a camera. Some people could be behind the scenes, but I think you said quite a bit, and it'd be a good way to kind of draw this one to a close today is, you know, everything with purpose, like, but you kind of got to give it a purpose sometimes until it takes one of its own.
Yes.
Because people make stuff and go, well, nobody's fucking with it. It's like, well,
maybe they
aren't right now.
I tell
my
girlfriend that
all
the time. She has that podcast.
But it's like, but you might do one thing or say one thing where some, like I said, you know, it's going back to my lessons, which I'm repeating a pattern here, but even with my nightly Instagrams, when I was doing them for 2 years straight and then took a break, as soon as I took a break, people were hitting me up going, why did you stop? Like, I really looked forward to that. Like, that was fun to me. Like, it gave me something to look forward to at the end of the day. And then you're like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, you don't Think about those things.
Yeah, that's why, like, that's why I say, like, my girlfriend, because I know she listens to this fucking podcast, is she was talking about her podcast, right, and how she doesn't have a lot of listeners, and I was like, bruh, you've only done fucking, like, 5 episodes. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You haven't gotten nowhere. No, nobody gives a fuck yet. However, I told her, like, you got really good content. And that's a lot for me to say, because, you know, I have a short attention span. I don't really listen to things in general, just because
I
just have a short... I mean, you fucking had to listen to shit for me whenever somebody said something. Like, if it was a long-ass thing, you already knew, like, Jay, he's not gonna listen to this whole thing.
Right.
Oh, that's just one of my quirks, I guess. So...
Yeah.
What I was telling her is, Your shit is interesting, and I said you really gotta just keep going. Like Simon and I don't even know how many listens we got at this point. But when we first started,
it's not as many as we probably would want. But it's go ahead.
When
we
first started, we had 0 people fucking listen.
Yep.
You know, so at the end of the day, it's just fun. Like if you think about like, oh, no one's listening to my shit. Oh, no one's listening to my shit. Then you're gonna fucking feel like shit, you know? But if you're like, yo, I'm making fucking content right now that's pretty fucking dope, and I'm just having a good time, then that's when shit pops up.
But that's because, you know, it was even like with me with my early, what I call it a video blog, which would be a vlog, I guess. But back in the, you know, 2008, when I was making those, I mean, here's the thing. I was making them for me, but I wasn't, if that makes sense. Like, I was having fun because I'm a bit of a show-off.
Yes.
And I wanted to show people, like, they're like, damn, yo, Simon's in the studio with so-and-so, and damn, he's having a Christmas party at his building, and all these people came and donated toys to Toys for Tots. I know, it's a little, you know, arrogant there.
So,
but there's an element of me that likes that. Where I'm like, I'm showing people, like, look at what I'm doing. I'm proud of what I'm doing.
Yep.
But also, it's not for me.
Yep.
I know, because I lived it.
Yep.
I've lived those things, and you live, it's not for me. I'm really, I guess it's, you know, showing people what's possible, or, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That kind of thing.
Yep.
So, I think that, you know, people could take a lesson in patience.
Yes.
Because, by the way, and the reason, maybe this will help Pamela, and I know she's probably there, but I was about to burp and I had to hold it back. Anyway, if this would inspire her at all, is that think about what else might jump off before that other thing jumps off.
Yeah.
So, what I mean is, like, also the reason I was doing these video blogs is because I was in Miami with, like, Scott Storch, I was at Timbaland's house, and I didn't take video of that because I felt like that would be too much, but what I'm getting at is, I thought, if I'm on the verge of blowing up, I'm gonna have all this content out there.
Yep.
And people are like, oh, shit, he's got YouTube, oh, shit, he's on his MySpace days. By the way, that's why, like, I was on Miami Ink. You think I did that just because I wanted a tattoo? No, I did want a tattoo. But I'm like Gary Vee. I knew where the attention was.
Yep.
Tattoos are popular. That show was popular. And I don't know if I ever told you this. That took me, if there's any testament to attention, on MySpace, I went from 12,000 friends to 35,000 in a week.
Yep.
20-something thousand, 23,000.
I didn't even know you had 12,000 friends in a week. As well.
I went to 35,000 after the yeah, so, but this is what I'm saying, like, I know what that can do, and that had nothing to do with music.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It was like, and then it's like, oh, he's doing this other stuff, and here's what he's doing. Like, if I could have written a book then, holy shit.
Yep.
So, and also that's why I wrote a book. If you're planting these gardens, so that if something blows up,
yep.
And then you already have all that stuff sitting out there. So, Pamela, you know, if you're listening to this, which I'm sure you do later.
Yes, you
will. Keep going. And this goes for anyone. Keep doing your podcast. I know she asked about having me on. I'm down to if she wants me to.
She would.
So, but she, just like us, like, I want to keep doing this, you know, and it may not be the most entertaining things, but I will say this, if something happens with you or me, or both of us, something blows up, people are damn sure going to listen to this podcast.
Yep.
They're like, oh, let me hear what they're, because we talk about valuable things.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. Like, everything is with time, bro. Like, I'm glad I never quit Mini Producer, because if I had, a lot of things that I'm doing today wouldn't happen, you know. So it's all just, even with my rollout finish page, bro, like, although I have not really put up, I still have opportunities that come from that page just for the sake of what it is, you know. And what I've learned is, what other people need to learn, just because you don't see someone on social media posting all the time, doesn't mean they're not doing shit. There might be some people that you don't see all the time, and they really doing it. You know, they really doing shit.
Yep.
Like, that's, I mean, in my opinion, that's how I know I'm doing something, because I'm not spending a lot of time on social media, because at least for me, typically, if I am on social media a lot, that means nothing's really going on for me. And see, there's a major truth that people probably won't tell you. But if you see me posting a lot, that means, like, shit is probably not popping in my world. Like, because, not all the time, but, like, just, if you just see an influx, like, okay, I'm trying to find something to do. But if I'm, like, laser focused on something, then it typically means I'm just doing other shit that's pertaining to my, what I need to do. But, so.
Well, let me say this before we start our, you know, outros.
Yep.
Is that, you know, the other thing that people don't think about is content can be made ahead of time.
Yes, I do that.
A lot of times it's produced. Even like, you know, my Young Ones podcast with Kayende, we start having pre-production meetings. So a lot of times people think we just get on there and just wing it, and we do a little bit.
Yep.
But we have meetings every Friday for an hour and sit over FaceTime and go, well, here's what I was talking about this weekend. Oh, we should bring this up. And let's bring it. And we got notes. You know what I mean? So where everything doesn't have to be. And what I'm getting at with that is you can still plan stuff.
Yep.
Even with Anchor, by the way, you can record several episodes and schedule them out.
Yep.
Like, you don't have to drop. Like, tonight I could get on my phone and make a bunch of videos that I'll use later for TikTok, or take a bunch of pictures I'll use later for Instagram, or whatever. Like, you can just take a couple days a week and plan it out. And because I think what gets people, what gets me, and I'm sure gets other people, is to use social media, but try not to consume it as much. Because that's where I get in that trap, where I get on there and I'm like, oh, who's posting? Who's posting?
Yep.
And then I'm timelining, because it's the term we always use, timelining, which is wasting time.
Yes.
Just rolling through the timeline, like, looking at people's posts. It's like, do a little bit less of that.
Yeah, that's why.
And, you know.
I agree, because I just don't really care. Like, whenever I see, like, other producers or people, content creators, and they're like, oh, well, this market is saturated. Like, shut the fuck up. It's focused on you. Like, I have not worried about what other people are doing, because it doesn't fucking change what I'm doing. Like, if you just focus on you, it won't matter about saturation. It won't matter about how many people are fucking doing it. Like, someone's always going to do what you're doing. But if you just stay focused on what makes you unique, or what makes you, you know, what did I say, makes you tick, then that's all that fucking matters. Because at the end of the day, you are the main character in your fucking story. Everybody else is just a fucking extra. So if you worried about other people, then you're getting away from what your story is. Like, you are in control of what, you know, kind of direction. So that's what I said. Don't worry about how many other people are on TikTok, on fucking YouTube, or, oh, someone else is making the same type of videos as me. It doesn't fucking matter. Just figure out what makes you, you know, a star, I guess, and just go with it.
Do you.
Yep.
Do yourself.
Do yourself.
That sounds dirty. Do yourself.
Yep.
That's the podcast title. There it is. All right, well, speaking of all these platforms, Jay, where can everybody find you?
Or you can find me at Vinny Producer, and you can also find me at Mellow NJ Life at my website, VinnyProducer.com. And yeah, if you know. But what about you, Simon? Where can they find you?
You can find me pretty much any damn where, Simon Illa. I am very fortunate that nobody had anything close to my name. So everything, no hyphen, no underscore, Simon Illa, SimonIlla, everywhere from YouTube to Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, Black Planet, everywhere. Pornhub, I'm still working on that. Anyway, so yeah, you can find me anywhere. And also you can catch us on Instagram every Thursday for a little review thingy thing. Thursday night, 7 to 8 p.m. You can send in music for us to review. And every night I do an Instagram live, 11 to 12, just hanging out, talking shit.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Anyway, our speaking of talking shit. Late. It really was, damn. A lot of people in there.
Yep.
Didn't even get through all the music. It's crazy. Anyway, a shout out to Anchor for the assist on this podcast, because as you know, we record, edit, distribute this podcast every week via the Anchor app. Also, Pamela has her podcast, right? From Me Para Ti.
Yep.
Look at that. Yeah. No, Siri. I'm not talking to you. Sorry. My phone's over here. No, bitch. Okay. Anyway, so get the Anchor app. You can create your own podcast that hopefully somebody will listen to, like ours. And anchor.fm, that is the website for that. Siri's got me all distracted, damn it. Who produces this podcast?
Oh, Just Alchemy LLC.
That is correct. And as I said before, you know, spread the love, you know, tell people about our podcast. We used to say, tell your friends, tell your enemies, but we don't want enemies right now. We don't need that. We don't need that right now. So just tell every damn body, right?
Exactly.
All right, cool. Well, thanks everybody for listening. And so next week, this is Simon.
This is Jay.
And we are out. Peace.